This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's the Now News Panel on AMI. I'm Dave Brown, joined by Michelle McQuigg and Megan Gilmore. Let's tee up our last topic. Several provinces and a territory are heading into a long weekend. Civic holiday. It has to be contemplated in a few stat holidays and long weekend related questions. Civic holiday is generally what it's known as, but I have heard people attach other names to it like Simcoe Day in Toronto or Bytown Day in the city of Ottawa. Anyway, guys, should we have a more creative name than civic holiday? Or is civic holiday actually kind of a nice generic option? Michelle, by avoiding specific naming conventions, do we avoid controversy in this era of cancel culture?
Oh my.
It was important to say it like that to let people know I'm being facetious.
Yeah, thank you, supervillain of the week. I appreciate that. I don't personally have an issue with civic holiday. I've never known what the August long weekend is called. I just care that we have a long weekend in August. So for me, it's kind of a bit of a hair splitting situation. Definitely in this era, civic holiday does seem like a nice neutral option. And of course, it allows for provinces to do their own thing. Because some do that. There are stat holidays that apply in some provinces and not others that are sort of regionally or culturally specific. I personally don't have a beef with civic holiday.
Megan, any issue with the lack of creativity in civic holiday?
No, just like Michelle, just give me a holiday. I just call it August long weekend. Same as like, even like, but really though, when you think of ones that even have a specific name, so let's take Victoria Day.
Or Journée des Patriotes for our friends in Quebec.
Yes, thank you. That gets shorthand is May 24, May long weekend.
Yeah,
right?
May long. I love calling it May long.
Keep it a civic holiday. Just give me my holiday.
It's Michelle time is what it boils down to.
It's Michelle Day. There you go. No danger in calling it Michelle Day.
Game time, Megan time, you know. It's me time for everyone.
So again, it's important to note that not every province is going to be getting this long weekend, and stat holidays can be a little bit scattered in Canada, other than a few like New Year's, Christmas, Canada Day, Labor Day. It's a blend of which provinces get a long weekend or a midweek day off. I mean, even for example, Easter in Quebec, they get the Monday off. The rest of the country does the Friday. It's, you know, a bit strange. They'll also do Saint Jean Baptiste Day. They don't get August long weekend. There are a couple provinces that don't even give the Thanksgiving Monday as a day off, which I thought was wild to see. So, guys, what do you think of? I've got a couple different ideas here. What do you think of implementing a stat holiday once a month? Every province and territory gets a long weekend every month. Now, maybe they can play with the dates a little bit, right? Like they can do like June 21st or June 24th. Like they can mess around a tiny bit. Maybe this is a bit populist, but I think it would be nice. Michelle, what do you think of the idea of one stat holiday every month, every province, every territory?
I'd certainly be into it. I could foresee a lot of pushback from the business community in terms of aligning all kinds of things. I know that these sorts of decisions don't get taken lightly, and it could prove a bit sticky just in terms of some of the value assessments that go along with what occasions are designated as a holiday and how it's handled. So, for instance, Remembrance Day is considered a stat at the federal level. A lot of provinces don't necessarily follow suit. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that there are lots of people who would have some difficulties getting on board with a Remembrance Day stat, depending on how they feel about the armed forces and Canada's military efforts and whatnot. So I could see it becoming a bit of a thorny issue, but certainly it would be quite nice, potentially a bit of an equalizer for people who don't have a lot of time off. But that raises some other questions about maybe other ways to address some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Megan, before we start getting into some of those other ways, some of those other concerns, what do you make of the idea of every province, every territory, one stat holiday every month?
It sounds lovely. Sounds great.
But Populism.
I think Michelle rightly raised some logistical challenges in implementing what sounds like a wonderful idea.
think about like the challenges of ditching daylight saving time, for instance. All of that is contingent on the business community getting on board and things being aligned in different provinces. And that's a widely approved of notion. For something like adopting stat holidays, I could see a lot of logistical hurdles coming up in terms of, you know, companies who might do interprovincial business or even international business. I could foresee some pushback there.
And it is fair to say that sometimes stat holidays can create logistical problems for just regular old individuals as well. I went on a long rant back in 2017 about all the closures of the grocery store near the office on like Easter Monday, Sunday, and Friday. I was like, you got to give me more than one day on the weekend to do my groceries, guys. And this is as someone who worked on Christmas Day at a video store. Let me tell you how many people try to avoid their family on Christmas Day at a video store. And surprisingly, amounts of adult films getting rented on Christmas Day as well. On that note, let's keep moving forward here. Right now, the approximate number of stat holidays is 9 annually, give or take, depending on what province you live in. So instead of my idea, guys, do you think that mandated vacation pay is actually the issue here? Am I kind of picking at the fringes of the issue as opposed to addressing something systemic, Megan?
Okay, but then the issue with mandated vacation pay is who gets it. So do part-time workers get vacation? I'm a freelancer, so I don't get vacation, or maybe I do get vacation. It really just depends on my mood. I typically will work a long weekend. I use it as an extra work day to catch up on things. That's not a good practice, kids. So they mandated vacation pay, again, sounds nice, but then you have to look through who's getting vacation pay. Then there's also questions of should two full-time workers at the same job be given the same amount of vacation pay, even though one has just started a job and one has worked there for, let's say, 15 years, right? So how do you scale it? Mandatory vacation will not apply to everyone equally.
Michelle, we've only got about a minute here, but what do you make of the idea that maybe I'm trying to address a systemic problem by picking at the margins?
Perhaps, but Megan raises really, really valid points. And to that end, perhaps implementing stats is a bit of a more equitable solution that I hadn't necessarily thought of that particular angle. The short answer is, if Dave Brown Consulting is looking to hire, I'm probably not the one, because I don't really know the best way forward on this issue.
Okay, guys, we're sort of tight for time here, but I do want to ask this last question. Michelle, what are you? Are you more the get out of Dodge, get out of town long weekend person, or do you like to hunker down?
I'm usually happy staying home, but if someone invited me up to a cottage, I wouldn't say no.
That's where I'm bound at about noon Eastern today. Megan, what about you? Hunker down or get out of town?
I'm with Michelle. Obviously, driving is a little bit limited for me. Dave, if you have space in that cottage.
Well, you're going to have to Uber with me up to Aurora to get my ride. So this is the...
You're going to want to split that fare.
Yeah, sure. Definitely going to want to try and split that fare. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.